He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It is Monday, May 18th, and yes, the Texans officially are back on the field. They kicked off OTAs to organize team activities today. Well, pretty much everyone was out there. You had D'Amico Ryans at middle linebacker. You had Brian Cushing, the Texans' first-round draft pick, at strong side linebacker. And then, of course, you had all the other stories that are going to be going into these OTAs. Who's going to start at the weak side linebacker spot? Who's going to be the running back that steps up to back up Steve Slayton? These are all the questions that Texans are going to begin to answer during this OTA process. But let's start with Brian Cushing. You know, Brian Cushing was drafted by the Texans 15 overall to really come in and use his high motor and help kick the defense up a notch. You know, Frank Bush, the defensive coordinator, wants to see Cushing starting at the strong side and really making a difference right away. So how did he look out there? Well, head coach Gary Kubiak said that Cushing certainly looks the part. He's the biggest linebacker by far on the field, and right away he was getting after it.
No, it's very important, you know, because it's a lot the same. D'Amico got thrown in the lineup today. He walked in the door, and Brian got the same thing today, and that's a lot of pressure, but that's what we brought him here for, so D'Amico can help him with those expectations and that workload, and so I think it'll be a big help. We're just excited about him, you know. He's a good-looking young man, and that's what you got to have in this league to be successful, so getting him out here and getting him to work and having him here in the city of Houston is exciting, I know, for everybody.
Cushing fills out his Texans uniform doesn't he?
Yeah, he definitely looks the part. You know, he's a good-looking kid, a big physical guy, jumped in there with the group and, you know, went right to work, so excited about him getting here.
Now, Cushing also had a chance to address the media after practice, and, well, he said that he feels the part right away. He's used to complicated defenses because that's what USC ran, and he's excited about really showing his stuff and being consistent. He said he doesn't have any long-term goals yet, some short-term ones, and one of that is to be consistent and really show that he can be a playmaker at the pro level. Of course, the Texans can't tackle yet, and there's no contact in these drills, but he wants to be able to show that he has the right footwork and technique to succeed at the next level.
D'Amico Ryan said that he would be willing to help you any way you need. Are you going to try to lean on him as you go through?
Oh, of course. You know, he's generous enough to do that. It's been a privilege already to play next to him. All-pro linebacker, just unbelievable talent. So, you know, I'm going to try to get everything I can from him. He's in the same situation, and he's just going to do a great job since day one.
Do you think that will help that he was in the same situation?
Absolutely. He's came in. He's a highly talented linebacker, and you know, he's just lived up to the expectations and more than anything on this organization.
Did you take to any of the veterans today?
Oh, all of them. You know, I mean, especially the linebackers, just helping me out with every little thing. You know, wanted me to get better, and you know, you could tell it's a tight unit, and everyone wants the best for each other.
It's a little nerve-wracking for you, almost like the first day of school, a little bit, just something new.
I mean, I think the older you get with the football experience and everything, the kind of things you're going to expect. So, I mean, you're always going to have nerves. You know, they say that once a day you don't have nerves, you shouldn't be playing the game anymore. And you know, first day coming out here, it was a great experience. You know, like I said, I'm just looking forward to helping this team.
Brian, did the veterans let you know it's every day in training camp will feel just like this? It's always this kind of weather.
Yeah, right. No. I heard this is probably the nicest day I'll be here. You know, it's exactly like California. I'm expecting some tough conditions.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston.